just the routine of it, you know, the ins and outs of the week, of the preparation leading up to it. Obviously, I've learned a lot about close games. You know, we've been in a lot of close games, and I've learned that it's tough to win in this league. So there's a lot of things that have been really good learning things for the season.
Coach mentioned you played a lot of football since going back to last year. Any OD factor on that? I mean, just from the combine and all that?
No, I don't think so. You know, it's been unfortunate. You know, this is our last game of the year. We're not going to be playing into January. But, you know, I've loved it. I've loved every step of the way. Finally was starting to get into a routine with as far as the weekly prep and everything later in the year. But it went quick. It went quick, unfortunately. It'll be over here in a couple days.
You're the first quarterback to let start 16 games here since 2008. Given the history you had with the injury last year in the preseason, is that something you take pride in?
I'll tell you, I'm very fortunate. I think it goes, first of all, the guys up front doing a great job protecting me, but ultimately I'm very fortunate. You know, this is a fluky game. Things happen, so I just got to thank the Lord for that for sure.
As you see the injuries at the quarterback position, some of the weakness amount, is that the nature of the position, or what's the key to being durable?
Yeah, I think, like I said, there's fluky things that happen. You know, those injuries those guys suffered, real unfortunate. You know, it's tough, but it's football. At the same time, it's football, and those things happen. You know, I dealt with some of those in college, and those things happen, and it's just kind of part of the game.
Have you learned anything since you've been in the league about maybe an appreciation for how much a team's success is tied to the quarterback position and how it can kind of change things for a franchise, even a coach? You know, that sort of thing?
Maybe a little bit. I don't know. I think you can always see that. I mean, heck, ever since I was a kid, you know, the quarterback has a lot of ability to win games late in games and those types of things. So I've definitely seen some of that for sure.
I guess what I'm asking is, do you have a sense that people are going to judge Doug in a way based on how well you do?
Oh, I guess. I mean, I guess that's probably a natural thing that'll happen. I don't know if that's always right or wrong or indifferent, but I think that's just a natural thing that'll happen.
You mentioned that, you know, some of the games that have been close and haven't gone the Eagles' way this year. The one in Dallas, was that particularly vexing to you?
Yeah, that one was tough. There's a couple, definitely a couple, especially when we have chances as an offense late in games, and that happened a handful of times. But definitely that one in Dallas, you know, NFC East rival. The point of the year we were in there kind of was a turning point. Roughly. So that one was tough, especially being down there, having a chance to win on the road. That's hard to do in this league. Yeah, that one was tough.
How do you know Mike Trout and how was it supposed to work?
Yeah, it was good. Got to know him through Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz actually knows him, so he put us in touch, and it's been good.
What did you hunt?
We hunted waterfowl, ducks and geese.
What is going to be your off-season plan, and what will be important for you to – going to take more of a break this time?
Hard to say. Haven't had a lot of time to think about it. Honestly, I've been so focused about now the Cowboys this week and everything, but I'll definitely have some time to just kind of relax and let my body and let everything kind of just decompress a little bit.
The hump, especially in a close game, beating the Giants, if you're able to beat the Cowboys and end this season on a two-game winning streak, how does that carry into the offseason, and does that help going into next year, a feeling that you have?
Yeah, I think that's huge. You know, I think that's huge for us, especially in NFC East, two rivalry games like that. I think it'll give us a lot of confidence going forward. You know, we know we're a good football team. We know we've been in all these games. But I think just it'll kind of give us that extra boost to carry over into the offseason.
On that hunting trip, did you pick his brain at all about, you know, an elite athlete, you know, grew up in a small town, from this area, knows this area, and just – what's that like?
Not so much. We kind of just hung out and went hunting. Nothing real crazy, but he's a great guy. He's a great guy, and it's been cool getting to know.
Are you a baseball fan? Do you follow him at all?
Yeah. I've seen what he's done. In college, you know, I didn't follow baseball quite as much. Didn't have a lot of time, but definitely a baseball fan for sure.
Carson, the plan entering the season was for you to sit and watch, and obviously you got a chance to play. How much do you think that benefits you having the opportunity to have played versus watching?
Yeah, I think it's been unbelievable. You know, I don't think you can put it into words how valuable that's been, you know, to now coming back next year. It won't be new anymore. You know, I won't have to, you know, kind of get used to that feeling on Sundays. It's already happened. I've been in 16 games already. So I think that's been huge, and it'll just only help me grow and this offense and this organization grow for sure.
Expectations going to really ratchet up, you think, for next season?
I think we always have high expectations around here. I know we do in the locker room. I know the organization does, and I don't think that'll ever go away, good or bad.
If I could ask you one more Mike Trout-related question. He's pretty well known as a big Eagles fan and stuff. Yeah. I mean, did he kind of mention that to you when he was?
Yeah, he mentioned that right away. Big Eagles fan, so that's pretty cool that he's at some of the games and cheering us on.
He probably likes you then as quarterback then if he's going to go anywhere.
I think he has to, right?
You're probably going to pass McNabb this week on total pass attempts for a season in Eagles history, and you're probably going to end up second all-time among rookies in pass attempts in the season. On a similar note to you playing versus not playing, while that many attempts might not be conducive to winning for a quarterback in a rookie season, do you feel like you benefited from throwing the ball that many times?
It's always hard to say. I think just – all those different scenarios, all those, every kind of pass play has its own story. So there's just been a lot of learning, a lot of opportunities for me to grow and develop and kind of see things, see the picture. And all those things are great and will only help me get better at a quicker pace, I believe.
Some of your teammates said that you really established yourself as a leader this season. How did you do that? And was that something that you felt was important, from given the position you play?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, as a quarterback, you got to be a leader. I think everyone has their own leadership style, goes about it differently. So for me, it really all just started back in right when I got here, just kind of how I conducted myself, handled myself out on the field, in the locker room, those types of things. And then just how you perform, how you perform, the effort you give, all those things kind of conduct themselves to good leadership qualities. So, but it's really kind of started off back when I first got here, and now obviously given those game situations, being out there with those guys have obviously helped.
Carson, is losing something that you had to get used to? I mean, not something you ever really want to, but did you have to find ways not to sink down too low?
I mean, that's not really my personality. I hate losing, but as far as, sinking low and letting it affect me has never really been my personality. I'm always kind of the optimist, always kind of thinking, the best thing going forward. So, that was obviously unfortunate this year, having to deal with some of those losses, especially some of the ways that we lost them. But, yeah, that never really affected me going forward, so to speak.
Thanks, everybody.